Hello, my name is Tremaine Paul, and the presentation is about methods to effectively collect data to assess community health concerns and perception in a rural setting. And I was part of this as long as Shayna Ross, my partner, and Lillian Smith and Barbara Grice. We're from South Carolina Public Health Training Center, the Office of Public Health Practice, Arnold School of Public Health, University of South Carolina. That's a lot. All right. I have no relationships to disclose. The learning objectives of this presentation is to discuss the important factors to consider when implementing grassroots participatory data collection. And in using the term grassroots, we're looking at volunteer efforts from local partners. And then discuss the importance of using a map-like process when conducting a community assessment. MAP is an organizing framework used to develop partnerships and planning. It's also called mobilizing for action and partnership and planning within a community. Basically, it's a framework that's able to use a lot of resources and put people and places together so we can facilitate interventions more effectively. Overview. First, I'm going to describe Orangeburg, South Carolina. That's where we did the community assessment. Then we're going to go over a project overview, and then we'll conclude with the discussion and lessons learned. Orangeburg County has a total population of 90,000 people and has an adult obesity rate of 43.6%, which, as you can see, compared to the state rate, which is 30%, is considerably higher. 64% minority population. Approximately one-fourth of residents live below poverty level, and 83.3% of adults are not meeting fruit and vegetable recommendations. Eat Smart, Move More Orangeburg Coalition was developed, and their mission was to make the healthy choice the easy choice by increasing accessibility to healthy eating and safe places for physical activity. And their vision was to create an Orangeburg County in which healthy eating and active living were essential parts of everyday life. These are a list of the partnerships. One of the partnerships, DHEC Region 5, is the governmental agency, sort of like the CDC of South Carolina. All right. So this is where we came in. We're from USC, and so what's great about this is you can actually partner with universities or local schools. So communities that are small and may not have resources can partnership with schools who actually have funding for graduate students or recently graduated students to go into these communities and do jobs that take expertise, but the communities do not have to pay the price because they're actually funded through universities or other organizations. So the Arnold School Office of Public Health Practice team was recommended to facilitate a survey administration, data collection, data analysis, and data presentation for Eat Smart, Move More Orangeburg County, South Carolina. And just to give you a little bit more information, using the MAP framework, they were in the assessment phase. So we really wanted to get the community perceptions of their health status and their perceptions of how often they exercise, their access to fruits and vegetables. So whatever goals and strategies that were made after this could actually be in line with the community needed. The methods we used for data analysis, we actually had a survey, but when the survey was entered into SPSS, and the demographics of the survey participants were 69.6% African American, 26.5% Caucasian, 1.3% Hispanic and Latino, and 0.6% Native American. And the great thing about this is it really lined up with the demographics of the county. So we distributed the survey, and these were the community themed survey results. As of 2011, the three most common risky behaviors among residents were being overweight, this is what they perceive, being overweight, lack of exercise, and poor eating habits. And 48.6 considered Orangeburg County to be somewhat unhealthy, and 42.4% considered themselves to be somewhat unhealthy. Some more interesting data was that the individuals were eating fruits and vegetables. They knew the importance of exercise. So what was really awesome is that instead of having this educational program out there, we knew we were dealing with a community that was very aware of what's going on, had access to fruits and vegetables, and they also knew the importance of exercise. So instead of allocating resources into an education program, which that would be wasted, we actually knew to allocate resources into environmental interventions and then interventions that sort of could connect people and sort of look at what the barriers really were. So what we did through the process, we did a process evaluation of everything we did. Our objective was to distribute and collect 1,000 surveys, and this took several steps. First, we had to assign roles. Then we had to finalize the survey. We had to email and call coalition members, organizations, and businesses. We had to set up meetings to distribute the surveys, and we had to distribute and collect surveys. And these are several of the places we did this from. And this is really important to look at the process because sometimes people think, you know, you want to, you know, collect a survey, it's very simple, but it actually took a lot just to get to that point. The time frame that the Eat Smart, Move More had listed for this to take place was April to June 2011, and the actual time frame that it happened was July 14th to August 31st, and we'll talk about that later. So we met our goal 90%, so 904 surveys were collected in a month and a half time frame. And we had the future suggestions, which would be that you have an implementation team. Data collection should be a three-month process. And for the implementation team for Eat Smart, Move More, you had a lot of community members that were on the list who were people who were actually supposed to implement and distribute the surveys. But the problem was a lot of these people who were on the coalition were actually leaders, and they really did not have the time to actually do the groundwork. So we actually had to start differentiating between people who were able to give us resources and spaces and people who were actually able to collect the surveys. So a lot of times you'll have a list of a coalition members, but sometimes you have to understand what kind of role they're actually able to play. We had to develop and update a database. So we had to develop a database to upload the survey information. We also made it compatible so people across the state could use it. We had to develop a code book, and then we had directions so team members could enter the survey. And future plans were to use the database statewide and also have an electronic survey. And then at the end, we developed a community and theme survey report. So we developed a two-page report for the coalition. The interesting thing is, you know, of course, we like to read 10-page reports, but no one else does. So we had a 2-page report for the coalition, and then a 1-page report that people actually wanted to read, and then a PowerPoint presentation to inform and engage partners, and then we also have more data available just so if they wanted to use the data. So we had a process. We had to input the data, run the frequencies, analyze, develop a PowerPoint, and then develop materials that they could actually use. And the future plans are to utilize materials to inform community and stakeholders, and we're already doing that. So lessons learned. How can we do this better, and what do we learn from the process? I like that picture. All right. One thing that was really important was role definition. When our team came in, it was sort of told to us that we were sort of there to supervise and make sure it sort of followed the MAP framework. But as I told you before, we sort of realized that there's people who are able to give us resources like space, and then there's people who are actually able to do the survey distribution and collection. So after a while, the team actually had to step into the role of the people actually collecting and getting the survey done. But the interesting part, because the role really wasn't defined, there was some confusion among the Eat Smart members of the coalition and the team. So one thing we would definitely recommend is that when you have different organizations working together, have written communication regarding the roles. So when the roles do change, it's great. But it was sort of frustrating to have the roles change, but have maybe groups thinking that's what you were supposed to do all along. And that was something that we had to facilitate. Another thing was time, include time for relationship development. When we came into the community, we were given a very we were given a definite time frame, like it had to be done at this date. And so we came in there with the ball rolling, and we didn't even take the time to say, hey, how are you? And that was sort of frustrating. So the great thing is that the people that we worked with were able to sit down and say, you know what, this is going to be a flexible time frame. You do have that time to develop relationships. If you need to extend the deadline, that's okay. And that really helped our team. And another thing, you already know this, everything always takes a little bit longer than anticipated. For example, just to set up a meeting with Walmart, it took a couple of weeks going back and forth. Then they had to approve the survey. Then they set a date. And then when we got a date, just for 4 hours, that had taken 3 weeks to just get there. So if you have a certain time frame just for data collection, you really have to build in time to actually develop the relationships. For example, we went to the YMCA, and there was a health fair, but we had to actually have a meeting with the person who's in charge, and then the health fair was going to be weeks later. So it was very important for us to realize developing a relationship was very important. The strengths were we had resources in the form of people. We had commitment from all team members, which was awesome. We had commitment from Eat Smart, Move More, commitment from USC, and then commitment from the people actually facilitating. So at the end, we were able to develop really, really strong relationships with everyone, get to know everybody, and then build a good foundation for future partnership and work. Importance of communication was something that we also learned. When you had deadlines, there definitely needs to be prompt communication, and we had to utilize different types of communication, verbal and email. One of the things that we learned from the beginning was CCing everyone. If you set up a system of CCing everyone from the beginning, you get responses, especially when you CC the head supervising members on the team for a little communication. In addition, if things go off track, they can always bring you back on track. And then also, if you do have a problem, if things have been CC'd from the beginning, there isn't that feeling of contention. Why are they CC'ing the boss when they're asking me about something, you know, reminding me about something, if you've set up something CC'd from the beginning. Also, communication needs to be constructive, prompt, direct from the source as possible, and bipartisan. If there's any miscommunication, it's great when you have someone who's bipartisan who talks to every participating organization so everything can just be facilitated smoothly and you can actually build a strong relationship with people you didn't know previously. Conclusion. These factors were very important in this grassroots process and participatory data collection. The amazing thing is that we had a lot of diverse partnerships who came together for a successful effort, and everything worked because we had a fast learning curve, but we used the resources of time. Roles and responsibilities were developed. There was communication. And then we used the MAP framework, so everything conducted from the assessment was able to go right into developing strategies, goals, and then action planning. And then one of the things that we really had going for us is that we had a high commitment from all partners. The Eat Smart, Move More team had very, very committed partners. The whole county of Orangeburg was very committed for their resources. And the USC team was also committed to working with Eat Smart, Move More. It was supposed to be just a summer field place practicum, but USC was committed to have their team members stay there as long as it took. And that's really, really reassuring to a community when you can actually say, I'm going to be here as long as it takes to get this project done. And even afterwards, we can still work together because we had a lot of support from all the organizations in a really, really positive environment. I didn't know I went back. So if you'd like to contact us, Office of Public Health Practice at mailbox.sc.edu, subject APHA, and that'll go directly to Shana and I. And supposed to be any questions somewhere, but this is, okay. Yeah, the end. Okay.